It's shortly before midnight here on the 22nd of May, 2017. And as many of you know, I've been experiencing a lot of physical pain. And I know people don't want to talk or hear about this subject because it brings to their thought that they may have to someday experience it themselves. But the reality of it is, if we're human, in all probability, we're all going to experience physical pain in our lives at some time, at some point in our lives. What is the purpose that God has of causing or allowing, whatever word you want to use, someone to go through physical pain, mental pain, and suffering? Sometimes you cannot separate the two, because when you're physically distraught, you become mentally distraught, don't you? Sometimes. I know I do. David, the psalmist, experienced this, you know. And he cried out to God for mercy. So that may be one hint or clue as to why God allows his people to go through suffering. It causes us to flee to Christ for his mercy and his grace and his comfort. Sometimes it can be a judgment for sin, can it not? Sometimes it can be a test or a trial. The disciples were put through quite a test, weren't they, when Christ was betrayed of Judas and all the disciples fled Jesus Christ. And he was left all alone. And he felt even rejected of his Father when he said, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." That should be our prayer as regards to our physical ailments. "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." Paul prayed for healing. He sought it, but God told him, "My grace is sufficient for you. Your strength is made perfect in weakness, Paul." Well, I must say the last couple weeks, I have been very, very sorely tried in my body. And just about the time I got some respite and I was thinking I was on the mend, then I was bombarded by a totally separate issue. And equally, if not more so painful than the last bout. I had a bout with gout, and finally we got that out. And then I woke up and was covered with shingles. Shingles are very painful. They cause a burning sensation. And if you had chicken pox, then that lies dormant in your system until you get older, and it can come out again and demonstrate itself in these shingles. Job experienced tremendous suffering. He said that he had boils from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Can you imagine? And he scraped himself. These boils must have itched something terrible. And here he was, dust and ashes. And he has three friends. Did not comfort him, did they? They came to point accusatory fingers at Job and said all these things against Job. It's because you've sinned that God's brought this into your life. Because you've done that, or because you've done something else. Job had the right attitude through the whole scenario. Even in the midst of his tremendous suffering, he said, "Naked came I in the world, and naked I'll leave." He said, "You know, when God was blessing us, we bless God. When God curses us, do we curse God?" That's what his wife wanted him to do. She said, "Curse God and die." That would have done Job a lot of good, would it not? No, Job said, "I know my Redeemer liveth, and he will stand upon the earth." Well, if you're going through physical suffering or mental suffering, I want you to know that you are in our prayers. We are praying for all of those that we come in contact with, or that we may know at a distance, going through physical pain and suffering. The mainstay, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My friend, if you're experiencing physical suffering today, look to Jesus. Cry out to Him. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Well, I'm glad that God has our interests at heart. I'm glad that He continually makes intercession for His children. And I'm glad that we can flee to Him for comfort in the midst of our physical suffering. So may the good Lord take this message, this short, brief message, and encourage your hearts to know that if you're going through suffering, and you are one of God's children, He will be with you. You know, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. God be with you this day, and bless and comfort you is our prayer.